Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the fifth drush. This is the last part. We're going to finish it today. I believe this is part four. So we had been discussing that the Yidden getting paid for all their work in Mitzrayim, how they got the money when they left Mitzrayim, they got the money at Bizas Hayam, at the Yamsuf, and how that worked with Achrechini to Brichus Gadol. So now the Parshas Drachim asks a question. So it turns out that Bnei Yisrael got paid for their work, got money, and the Mitzrim were also killed. That means the Mitzrim were punished. They paid the Rechush Gadol. They paid for what they owed the Jews, and they also were killed. There's a rule called Kimlei B'derabim Yineh. Kimlei B'derabim Yineh says that if you're Chayev Misa and also owe money, like if you tear their clothes while killing them, you're putter from the Choshen Mishpa part, from paying the money. If so, asked the Parshas Drachim, how could Hashem have killed the Mitzrim and taken their money? What happened to Kimlei B'derabim Yineh? They should only have been killed. They should have been putter from paying the Jews any money. So he says, as we would say, he belvarns, that the Bnei Noach, maybe you would say Bnei Noach are different. And he says, no. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis, says even Bnei Noach have Kimlei B'derabim Yineh. Now, that's, of course, he doesn't say this, but that is Rashi Shita, that is not Tosas' Shita. Tosas says it does not apply to a Ben Noach. However, that is Rashi Shita, that it does apply to a Ben Noach. Even by the Mitzvah, it should have applied Kimlei B'derabim Yineh. So how was it that they were chayev both in money and in Misa? There's a rule, you can't be chayev in both. Okay, so his answer is that this doesn't apply to Dinei Shamayim. That is, let's say someone is over in Issachar Karis, and while they're being Mechalel Yom Kippur, let's say. So we do the rule does not apply to just an Issachar Karis. It only, which is Parshas Drachim say, another way of saying it doesn't apply to Dinei Shamayim. Only if someone is chayav to be killed in Beis Din, plus they also owe money in Beis Din, that's when they're potter from the money. But if they are chayav in Dinei Shamayim, then we do not say Kimlei B'derabim Yineh. And therefore, since here this was Misa B'dei Shemayim, it was Hashem who was killing them, so then we don't apply the principle of Kimlei B'derabim Yineh, which is not like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanya, who said that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and we do say Kimlei B'derabim Yineh even in such cases. We do not paskin that way. We paskin that it is. We do say you do not say Kimlei B'derabim Yineh by Dinei Shemayim. Okay, what does this explain for us? He says this is beautiful. It explains the psukim that Hashem said to Avram by the bris bein habasarim, and this psukim that we've been said a few times. It says gamas hagai in the shrush. We've said it over a few times. This pasuk gamas hagai asher yavodu don anochi v'achrichen yitzir b'chush gadol. Okay, but then the next pasuk, so we all know what that pasuk means, right? They're going to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. It says then Hashem will be done the guy that did this to them, and they'll go out with a lot of money. And then the next pasuk is Vata Tavo Vasecha B'Shalom Tikaver B'Seva Tova. You will go to your grave in peace, and you will be buried with Seva Tova. And then V'Dor Revi Yeshuva Hena Kilo Shalem Avon HaMeri Ad Hena. Then the fourth generation will come back here. So there's a couple of questions he asks. Number one, what is Dan Anochi? Ach Megamas Agai Asher Yavodu Dan Anochi. Dan doesn't mean, it should have said Edon. Like, and in the future, when this guy does this to you, then I will be Dan them, and you will go out. Dan means, it sounds like I'm currently Danning them. What does that mean? I'm currently Danning this nation. That's question number one. Question number two is, this Vata Tavo Al Vosecha B'Shalom Tikaver B'Seva Tova. You'll go to your grave in peace. So what does that mean? Chazal say that that refers to the fact that Yishmael didn't sin while he was alive. Excuse me, not that he didn't sin, that he would do tshuva, that Yishmael would do tshuva. He did sin, but he would do tshuva. That's what Hashem told us to cover. B'seiva tova, Hashem told Avram that Yishmael would do tshuva. That was the seiva tova. Okay, that's one chazal that says that. So the question, therefore, is, what does that have to do with the price of fish? Hashem just told him that your kids are going to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. Then they're going to go out, and I'm going to punish the Mitzrayim that did this to them. They're going to go out with a lot of money, and Yishmael is going to do tshuva. What? What does one have to do with the other one? It's like completely disjointed. And then it's followed up by "Don't worry, Dorvi Yeshuvo Haman." It's almost like it was a break in between. It should have said they'll go down to Mitzrayim. Hashem will be done on the Mitzrayim, and then the Dorvi Yeshuvo Haman. Then you could tell us about Yishmael. By the way, he's going to do tshuva. Here it's like mid sentence. By the way, Yishmael's going to do tshuva, and as I was saying, the fourth generation will come back here. How do you understand those psukim? Again, the two questions was "Don Anochi," and the discussing of Yishmael doing tshuva. Okay, so the answer to the first question is as follows. Many Rishonim ask how the Mitzrayim were able to be punished b'chlal, because Hashem said to Avram, my children will be slaves in Egypt for 400 years. So what do you want from the Mitzrayim when they enslaved them for 400, like what? Hashem said that Hashem made it clear they should be enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. So how could Hashem punish the Mitzrayim for doing what Hashem said for them to do? So there are different answers given by the different Rishonim. I think, believe the Ramban says that he worked them too hard. Anyway, the Parashat Drachim quotes the Ravid. The Ravid says that Hashem uses people who are bad to do bad things. In other words, Hashem wants to punish Bnei Yisrael. The people he uses to do this are the people who are Chayiv Misa anyway. They were bad people anyway. And that's who Hashem does it with. So based on that, that's what the words means. So that's why Hashem can punish the Mitzrayim. It had nothing to do with what they did in Mitzrayim, according to the Ravid. Rather, it had to do with the fact that they were anyway Chayiv Misa. So that's what it means. V'gamas av goy asher yavodu don anochi. I'm judging them now. Meaning now they're Chayiv Misa, right now. Forget what they're going to do to the Jews. They're already Chayiv Misa right now. That's why I'm using them. So what is that? Why does Avram care? Because he would care. In other words, Hashem told them they're going to be slaves in Egypt and they're going to be miserably persecuted. But don't worry. Even though I'm telling you that they're going to do this, I'm done them now. They're bad guys. They're going to be punished for what they do. They're going to be punished, period. So I'm being done them now. They're bad people. That's why I'm going to use them to do it, and they're going to be punished. Which means they will go out with a lot of money. Why they're going out with money? Because in Dini Shamayim, we don't say Kim Le'ebedirabi B'nei, right? That's the point which we just said, that even though they're going to be killed, and I'm going to dun them, I'm dunning them now, they're going to be punished. They will also go out with a lot of money, because when Hashem duns people, so it is, when it's B'di Shamayim, then there is no Kim Le'ebedirabi B'nei. Now, to answer the part about what Yishmael has to do with the price of fish, we need to explain a couple things. So, there's a medrash that most of us are familiar with from Rashi, that Kisham Elokim es kol hanar ba'asher husham. So Hashem, remember when Yishmael and Hagar had been kicked out, so they were fresh out of water. So Hagar davened that they should get water, and Hashem said, and so did Yishmael, and Hashem said, I'm going to listen to the Nar. Ba'asher hu sham, right? On Rosh Hashanah we learn this. Ba'asher hu sham, and the Medrash says that the Malachi Asher were saying, Hashem, you're going to make water come up for Yishmael. He's going to kill the Jews of Batama one day. And Hashem says, I don't care. I judge people ba'asher hu sham. And if he's a tzaddik now, then that's it. So the Mizrahi over there asks a few questions. Number one, why is this true? We find other places in the Torah that we don't don people by Asher Husham. What's the case? Think about it before I give you the answer. It's interesting. Where do you find in the Torah where Hashem would punish someone in advance when they didn't do something? Remember, that's just this whole drusha we've been talking about. When does Hashem ever punish someone in advance when they haven't done it yet? The Ben Sora Mora. Right, that's what they're asked. What about a Ben Sora Mora? Ben Sora Mora says, Yomazak, right, he didn't do anything yet. I mean, he did something, but he didn't do that. He didn't murder yet. We're killing him now because we say if he stole a Tartim or a Busser and all this stuff, he's for sure going to kill. Okay, so you're judging him in advance of him doing something wrong. He didn't do something wrong yet. So that's their aim's question. We see how Hashem does punish before people do the Aveira. He answers that the Reim answers that it's because he started. It's not that he did nothing yet. He started. He's already a ganav. He's already stole from his parents. So he hasn't done nothing. He started the process that leads him to where he's going to kill people. But the Maharash Yafa has a different answer. The Maharash Yafa says that Dine Adam is different. Which, interesting, you would think it'd be the opposite. But in Dine Shamayim, then we deal with Ba'asher Husham. Then Hashem doesn't punish someone in advance of them doing the Aveira. However, Beis Din Shalmata can, such as a Ben Saramur. Ben Saramur is killed in Beis Din. So Beis Din Shalmata, and he says in the Maharash Yafa, says, I'll bring your proof that Beis Din Shalmata is more chamor, because Beis Din Shalmata kills people when they're 13 years old, and Beis Din Shalmata has to wait till 20. So you see, Beis Din Shalmata is a more chamor din, they're more strict, and so too, they also kill people in advance of them doing something wrong, and since the Torah says Ben Saramur is for sure going to kill someone, we kill him now. Okay, that's one piece. Now that their aim, don't forget that, because we're going to need it. Then their aim asks another piece, that the Malachim came and said to Hashem, how could you make an ace for Yishmael? His kids are going to eventually kill the Jews, but some many, many years from now. So their aim asks, but don't we have this thing that Yishmael was over Gilerai, Shvichazdam, Vodazara? There's a drush about this. That it says he was mitzachek, right? Asher Yodel Avraham mitzachek, that Yishmael was being mitzachek, which means he was trying to kill Yitzchak. You know, he was a bad guy. So that's what Chazal make a drush. He was already over Avodah Zarah Gilerai Shvichazdam. So if that's true, how come the Malachim talking about the future? Right now, he's not such a tzaddik. And the Reim says, don't say maybe he did tshuva at this moment because he was in such a bad strait, so maybe he did tshuva, and that's why we consider him a tzaddik. Because it says later on, it says, Vahirova Kashas, which Chazal make a drasha that he was Malastim and Sabrias. So he was not a good guy. So we got to talk about the future. We're talking about right now. And the Reim's answer is, it's a machlokas in the Midrashim. That's what the Reim's answer is. You have to say these Midrashim don't go together. The ones that say he was over Gilerash Shuchdam of Onazara was not the ones who said that he was a great guy by Sher Husham. You have to say that those Midrashim are arguing with each other. That's the Reim's answer. The Pashas Drachim does not like that, because even though it's true, Rashi brings all of them, but even though it's true that Rashi does sometimes bring Midrashim that don't agree with each other, he just thinks it's strange because it's such in such proximity to saying, you know, that Yishmael was a Rasha, to say that he was Bashir Hashem Tzaddik, he says he finds very hard to believe. I mean, if you look at it, it's that was a story. That's why they got kicked out, because Asher Yoldel Avram Mitzachik, that he was trying to kill Yitzchak, and 10 Pesukim later he's saying, oh, he was a great guy. And Rashi also brings this medrash that the Parshas Drachim says, Mitzachek Lashon Avodas Kochavim. So 10 Pesukim later he's going to say that he's Bashir Hashem, what a wonderful person. How could that be? He wants a different answer. Okay, so the Maharash Yafa answers, also, it's a Dinei Shemayim thing, that Yishmael, at this point, was only 17 years old. He wasn't 20. So if he was only 17 years old, then Shemayim is still a tzaddik, because whatever he did, even though he was horrible, it didn't count for anything. Because until you're 20, you're not chayavan in Dinei Shemayim. Therefore, Yishmael, Ba'asher Hashem, was not a Rasha. Therefore, the Malachim were talking about what would be in the future. Okay. But the bottom line out of this is that Dinei Shemayim is lighter in some senses than Dinei Adam. Okay, so now the Pesukim can read beautiful together. You got to read the whole thing together. Hashem is telling Avram that your children will be in Mitzrayim. They're going to be working there for 400 years. And I'm using bad people. They're bad guys, so they're going to get punished. And they're still going to go out, Baruchosh Gadol. They're still going to get a lot of money. There's a thing called Kimle B'derabim. Don't worry. It's Dinei Shemayim. And in Dinei Shemayim, when Hashem does it, there is no Kimle B'derabim. So they can pay both. Because Dinei Shemayim is not the same as Dinei Adam. Now, if you're going to say, Who says that Dinei Shemayim is different than Dinei Adam? That's why he says, hey, Yishmael, you know, Yishmael is going to do tshuva. But what do you mean? How's he going to do tshuva? Isn't he chayiv misa? He'll be killed before then. If he's ever in a makam sakana, right, he'll be killed beforehand. All right, so how's he going to survive? Maybe I guess Avram knew this before that this would happen. I don't know. But how's he going to survive if that case where he's going to be in a makam sakana where he can't, where there's no drink? The answer is that Hashem judges people b'Dinei Shemayim differently. Hashem judges them b'Asher Husham. And in Dinei Shemayim, at 17, he wasn't chayiv in anything. And therefore, you see, Dinei Shemayim are different. If I'm telling you, Yishmael can do tshuva, that means he's not going to die from his sins, because when he sins, when he's younger, it's not going to count for anything. and therefore he's going to be able to survive. So the fact that Yishmael will do tshuva tells you that Hashem does Dine Adam differently than Dine Shavayim, and therefore that was the connection, that was the proof that Hashem, proof so to say, that Hashem does Dine Shavayim different than Dine Adam. So therefore they would get Bezus Mitzrayim, and the guy, the Mitzrayim would be punished as well. Okay, stop here.